Chapter 3. The Breakfast Room, the Presidential Apartments, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 0755 hours, 2 September 2005. The only person in the breakfast room when the Secret Service agent opened the door for Ambassador Montvale and Lieutenant Colonel Castillo was Secretary of State Natalie Cohen, a small, slight, pale-skinned woman who wore her black hair in a pageboy cut. She was standing by the window, holding a cup of coffee as she watched the presidential helicopter flutter down to the lawn. When she saw Montvale and Castillo, she smiled, set her coffee cup on a small table, and walked to them.
"I was hoping I'd have a moment alone with you, Charles," she said, "so that I could ask you where our wandering boy was."
"Natalie," Montvale said as the Secretary of State walked to Castillo and kissed his cheek.
"Welcome home, wandering boy. When did you get back?"
"Last night, Madam Secretary," Castillo said.
"We have a little problem, Charlie."
"Yes, ma'am."
"Katrina has put 15 feet of water over Ambassador Lorimer's home in New Orleans. He and his wife are at the Masterson Plantation, which is apparently just outside the area of mass destruction along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and he called me to ask if I could give him the precise address of his late son's plantation, Estancia, in Uruguay, at which he intends to live until he can move back into his house in New Orleans."
"Jesus," Castillo said.
"When I told him I didn't have the address, he said that Mr. Masterson had told him that you know where it is, and asked how he could get in touch with you."
"At the risk of repeating myself, Madam Secretary," Castillo said.
"Jesus."
"May I reasonably infer from your reaction that there's a problem with this?"
"Yes, ma'am, there's a problem with that," Castillo said. "Why can't he just stay with the Mastersons?"
"That question occurred to me, too, but of course I couldn't ask it. What's the nature of the problem?"
"What about the apartment in Paris?" Castillo said. "He inherited that, too."
"I suggested to the ambassador that he would probably be more comfortable in an apartment in Paris than on a ranch, an estancia, in Uruguay. His response to that suggested he's about as much a francophobe as you are, Charlie. He wants to go to the estancia, and there's not much we can do to stop him. Except, of course, you talking him out of going down there. I asked you what the problem is."
Castillo looked at Montvale, then raised his hands in a gesture of helplessness.
"Things happen down there, Natalie," Montvale said,
"which suggested the possibility the presidential finding might be at risk of compromise. Castillo thinks, operative word, thinks, that his shutting down his operation there has removed the threat, but Lorimer going down there would pose problems."
"Why, Charlie?" the secretary asked simply. "More important, what things happened down there?"
"A too clever young DIA officer assigned to our embassy in Asuncion has pretty well figured out what's taken place down there," Montvale answered for him.
"Oh, God."
"Castillo has brought this young officer back with him and intends to send him to Fort Bragg, in what I think is the rather wishful belief that there he will keep what he has learned to himself. I've also taken steps to shut mouths in Montevideo, Buenos Aires, and Asuncion," Castillo said, "and I think the threat of compromise is pretty well reduced." "Again, the operative word is thinks," Montvale said. "Although I don't believe we should worry the president with the situation at this time."
"But Ambassador Lorimer going down there might change that," she replied, and then before anyone could answer, she asked, "Why, Charlie?"
"There's a very clever Uruguayan cop, Chief Inspector José Ordóñez, who has figured out just about everything that happened down there," Castillo said. "I talked with him in Punta del Este, right after they found the bodies of Howard Kennedy and Lieutenant Colonel Victor Zhidankov of the FSB beaten to death in the Conrad, a plush hotel and casino. He said he believed Kennedy was a drug dealer, and Zhidankov the Czech businessman that his passport said he was, and that the bodies at Shangri-La, Lorimer's estancia, including Lorimer's, were also the result of a drug deal gone wrong, and that he doubted if anyone would ever be arrested. And then he suggested that I leave Uruguay as quickly as possible and not return until, quote, the bad memories had time to fade, unquote. Which, of course, I did.
And Ambassador Lorimer going down there would possibly pull the scab off this?
Castillo nodded. There's more, Natalie, Montvale said. Senator Johns came to see me and implied that he thinks his brother-in-law, the ambassador, was kept in the dark about a special forces team operating in Uruguay.
God, she said. How bad is that?
At the moment under control, but if Lorimer goes down there...
If Lorimer goes down where?
The President of the United States asked as he walked into the breakfast room, heading for the coffee service.
Good morning, Mr. President, the Secretary of State, the Director of National Intelligence, and Lieutenant Colonel Castillo said, almost in unison.
Good morning,
the President said as he poured himself a cup of coffee. Then he turned.
I'm especially glad to see you, Charlie. You have this wonderful ability to show up at the exact moment I need you. When did you get back?
Last night, Mr. President.
If Lorimer goes down there,
what? The President asked.
Natalie Cohen said, Ambassador Lorimer's home in New Orleans is under the water, Mr.
His and several hundred thousand other people's,
the President interrupted.
My God, what a disaster.
And he called me and asked for directions to his son's ranch in Uruguay, in which, or at which, he intends to live until he can get back in his home.
And that poses problems?
It may, sir, Montvale said.
How bad problems? The President asked.
Not catastrophic, Mr. President, Montvale said, but potentially dangerous.
I can't imagine why the hell... Yeah, now that I think about it, I can imagine why he'd want to go down there. Far from the mess in New Orleans, and it's cheap. Right, Charlie, to live down there?
Yes, sir, it is.
If it's not going to cause catastrophic problems for us, I don't think it's any of our business what he does, the President said. We have other problems to deal with, aside from Katrina, I mean.
Sir? Natalie Cohen asked.